Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with a health education coordinator with Iowa Valley, Vanessa Johansson. How you doing today?
I'm good. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I appreciate you making time for us today. And just first off, tell me, health education coordinator, what is kind of the day in the life? What do you do at Iowa Valley?
So my main office is here at Ellsworth in Iowa Falls, and I set up all of our health education trainings like CNA, medical aid, and then med manager. We also are offering phlebotomy tech and pharmacy tech and medical coding.
Okay. So with these classes, what is somebody, maybe a career path that they're looking for when they take a few of these classes? I feel like I heard, did I hear like some sort of nursing classes in there or anything?
So our CNA program is a lot of times a prereq into a nursing program, and a lot of people take it to see if, you know, healthcare is what they really want to get into.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about then what it's like being a CNA. Those, I feel like those are the ones that are really kind of the day-to-day caregivers with the patients.
Yeah, they work directly with patients and residents. So our class works with students. It's a 76-hour training. We have 30 hours of classroom instruction and then 16 hours of lab. And then they really get some hands-on experience going to clinicals for 30 hours.
Okay, so tell me, why is it important to kind of get that hands-on clinical work then?
It really teaches you how to, you know, talk to patients and residents and build really strong skills on how to take care of people safely. There's a lot of, like, laws and ethics to being a CNA, you know, knowing right and wrong. And Dial does come into facilities, and they watch CNAs, so we really want to set them up to make sure that they're doing everything correctly.
Yeah, so what are some, you know, important skills that CNAs have when they're working day-to-day with those patients?
You know, one of our number one skills we really work on is hand washing. That's something that's really important as a CNA, and all the way up to, like, transferring a resident safely, just working to make sure that they're keeping everybody safe.
Yeah, so I know we're kind of right in the middle of flu, COVID, RSV, whatever kind of is being thrown around. I feel like everything is kind of out there right now. Let's talk about washing your hands. I feel like we got really good at it in 2020 when the pandemic was here, that maybe people have kind of forgot. I sing, what, happy birthday twice? It should take about that long when I'm washing my hands?
Yes, 20 seconds. And, you know, there is a wrong way to washing your hands, so we teach everybody the correct way to do it so they're not spreading germs, especially because, you know, you're working with high-risk people that have lower immune systems, so we really want to keep them from getting sick.
Yeah, so I don't need to be washing my hands like I see on, like, scrubs and ER when they're going into the surgery room, right? I don't have to do all that.
Definitely not, no.
Okay, what are some tips that people, or maybe some aha moments when you're teaching hand washing that your maybe some students have?
I think it's just realizing what you're all touching, like while you're washing your hands, making sure you're not, you know, washing your hands and touching something dirty. So just making sure you're using warm water, things like that.
Okay. So joined today with Vanessa Johansson, a health education coordinator with Iowa Valley. You said you're up in Ellsworth. How long have you been in your role?
Just a little bit over a year, but I've been teaching CNA classes for a couple of years now. So,
did you first start out as a nurse and then get into the teaching role?
I did. Yep. Kind of after COVID, I became a stay-at-home mom, and then I wanted something to do on the side that allowed me a flexibility. So, we do have a lot of instructors also that work full time, and we kind of work around their schedule to get classes in. And so we're always looking for people to come help teach classes. Our requirement is just that they have to be an RN with 2 years of experience.
Okay. So as the coordinator then, are you working with students and trying to make sure they're on the right track and sign up for the right classes?
Yep. I still teach some classes, and then I help, like, my instructors get started and set up their classes and schedules between all of the different programs we offer.
Okay, so let's talk about a couple of those programs. And we've really kind of hit the CNA one pretty hard. Is there any other programs that are, you know, wanted or you know, always fill up pretty quick?
Oh, yes. We're always looking for students. We have EMT classes, which fill up pretty quickly also. We also offer, like, first aid classes and CPR classes. And then one that we haven't offered for a while, we're offering medical billing and coding, which is like an 80-hour course and gets people into, you know, doctor's offices and things like that.
Yeah, okay. I'm just hearing a couple of these. Like, I know I can teach Red Cross first aid and CPR. Those, you know, you can get that done in a couple of hours. So some of these classes are like one-day classes, but some of them are, like you're saying, 80 hours?
Yep. They're pretty short-term. I know EMT is just a little bit longer, just because there's a lot that goes into, you know, having to be out and helping people in the community. We also do offer medication aid, and that's for CNAs that have worked 480 hours. They can pass medications in a nursing home. And then we have pharmacy tech and phlebotomy tech also.
Okay. So pharmacy tech, what is that? You guys just learning how to make sure you don't count the same pill twice in that one? Or how does that one work?
Yes. So that one, you know, goes pretty in depth with medications and doing some a lot of math also. And they take the course and then they take an exam to get nationally recognized. And then a lot of pharmacies are requiring their techs to have that certification.
So is there like prerequisites for any of these? Like you said, that one's got a lot of math. Do I have to have like, you know, pass through calculus or something to be considered for that course or anything like that?
Nope, they don't have any prerequisites.
Okay, for any of them, EMT, CNA, all of them are just sign up and you'll teach anybody?
Yep, just jump right on in.
Okay, all right. Joined today with Vanessa Johansson, the Health Education Coordinator for Iowa Valley up in Ellsworth, talking about a few different programs that they have in the medical world there. Do you guys, you said EMT and CNA are probably the most wanted courses, the ones that fill up quickest?
Yes, I would say so. I think that, like, the nursing homes and the hospitals, they're always looking for CNAs to come work for them. You know, there's home health, hospice, AIDS, things like that. So
then are they offered every semester? Is it twice a semester? Or how would that class kind of shake out?
So we kind of have two different offerings. I know the EMT also can be taken for credit, so then they're usually like a semester class. And then we also have non-credit classes, which are a little bit more short-term. So,
okay. What about like first aid and CPR? Is this something that you teach like once a month? Is it kind of set on like the first Tuesday or anything like that?
I am not exactly sure. We would have to look that up. I do know that they offer it pretty regularly because a lot of nurses and other places need people to be recertified.
Yeah. So where's the best place for people to go to just learn more about some of these programs and classes?
They can check out our VCS website through Iowa Valley, or they can always give us a call at 641-752-4645.
Awesome. Well, Vanessa, I appreciate you stopping by today and telling us a little bit about these programs that you guys offer at Iowa Valley. So thanks for your time.
Yeah. Thank you.